This is J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York with this special employment report edition of What's News. The unemployment rate held steady in October at 3.7%, but 250,000 jobs were added to the economy, and that outpaces what Wall Street was expecting. So does this paint a picture of good news for the U.S. economy going forward? Bob Bauer is chief global economist at Principal Global Investors, and he joins us to discuss. So, Bob, this report had a lot of good news in it. One figure that Wall Street had its eye on is wage growth, and wages climbed 0.2% in October. That gives U.S. workers pretty much the best raise they've seen in nearly a decade.
Yes, that's exactly right. That 3 or 3.1% year over year is a tremendous gain. And what's even better news in some sense is that it's the lower wage scale workers are having some of the best wage gains of all.
And if there's any kind of a fly in the ointment here, it's that, you know, we have very good wage news coming out of the Labor Department, but the wage gains, it turns out, as the Wall Street Journal economics team points out, are still soft when compared with other periods of similarly low unemployment. In the early 2000s and in the late 1960s, the wages for non-supervisors, which is more or less what we track here, were growing at 4% or a better annual pace. So it seems like the wages have some room to grow.
Yes, they certainly do. If you look back at those other times, those were really late in the cycle. But in some sense, this expansion, while it's very long and surely going to be the longest expansion in U.S. history, it really has only picked up to a really fast pace in the last year and a half or so. So I think those wage gains are coming. They're just delayed from the very slow recovery we had out of the awful recession coincident with the global financial crisis.
And so the 250,000 jobs added to the economy is a great number. It outpaces what Wall Street wanted. September was revised downward by a bit. And it seems as if there aren't that many more jobs that could be added to the U.S. economy because of the fact that we are nearly at full employment in this country with the unemployment rate at a 49-year low.
Well, I think if you look at the number of job openings, there are plenty of job openings. So the question is, where are the people going to come to fulfill those openings? And right now, there are more job openings than there are people unemployed. But what's very interesting is the labor force flows over the last several months. The numbers of people coming in back into the labor force from either those people who've been discouraged, couldn't find a job for a long time because of that slow pace of the recovery that I just mentioned, or maybe on a minor disability. But now when they see strong job growth and excellent wage growth, they're starting to come back in. And in fact, there are more people coming into the labor force than the 10,000 baby boomers a day or whatever it is that are retiring. So I think that's very positive for the economy. And it also says that this job growth could continue for a while.
And that data came through in the labor participation rate, where that rate came in at 62.9%, as opposed to 62.7%, where it was stuck for several months.
Yes, that's true. And the employment-to-population ratio also popped a couple of tenths. So, you know, really, when you go back to Chairman Powell and former Chairman Yellen, this is what they were trying to do. They said there's still some slack in the labor force, and if we can get some wage growth going that will entice those people back into the labor force, that's the best thing that could happen for the U.S. economy, is to pull these people kind of off the sidelines back in, and that's exactly what's happening.
Well, you mentioned Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. That's the other piece of the puzzle here. And the labor news can have a big impact on your stocks portfolio and your 401k. And the Federal Reserve has a lot to do with that. And we'll have more with Bob Bauer here on our special What's News edition at the Wall Street Journal right after this. We're speaking with Bob Bauer from Principal Global Investors. Now, Bob, Wall Street has its eye on the Federal Reserve on any day like this. And the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates about 7 or 8 times since 2015. But all eyes are on how many times it might raise interest rates in 2019. What does the data on Friday, the October data, tell you that the Fed might do?
Well, to me, the conclusion would be that the Fed does not need to get any more aggressive than their current plans. We look for a rate hike in December. But the fact that the unemployment rate stayed the same, it actually went up before rounding. It went up a few hundredths, something like that. So I don't think the Fed needs to worry that we're running out of slack in the labor market. So I don't think they need to get any more aggressive than they are. And in fact, we think maybe they do raise in December. They may raise in March. But frankly, I think that will get the Fed funds rate up close to a level close to neutral, or where people think neutral is. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Fed would pause then and just look around and see how the economy is adjusting to these higher interest rates.
And the Fed really can send the stock market into gyrations. Anybody who follows their stocks portfolio or their 401k can realize that. And so for investors on Wall Street, you know, the jobs data alongside the fact that interest rates could be going up, Wall Street takes it really has some trepidation, because the higher interest rates could mean for companies and consumers, it's more expensive to borrow money to make sizable purchases.
Yes, that's exactly correct. And I think what's really going on with the gyrations in the market that you mentioned, and the big volatility that we've seen this year, you know, there was a big downdraft in February and then another one back in March. And then we've had volatility in the last two or three weeks here. I think what's happening is that investors are recognizing that their underlying monetary environment is changing, and it's going from a period of super monetary, easy monetary policy and ultra-low interest rates back to a more normal, which means monetary policy is tightening a little bit and interest rates are rising. So in some sense, the stock market is being repriced for this new and more normal monetary environment.
And Bob, what does this tell us about the real economy versus the financial markets? Is there a bit of a Wall Street versus Main Street storyline to follow here?
Yes, I think that's exactly right. And those would be the words we would use. We think Main Street over the next several months or quarters may actually do better than Wall Street, because there's a dichotomy here between the real economy and financial markets that have kind of been struggling this year. The real economy is just booming. U.S. economy is great. The consumer spending, capital spending is strong. But that good growth suggests that we're moving into this different and tighter monetary policy. And that suggests that stocks are going to continue to struggle probably into next year.
All right. That is Bob Bauer, Chief Global Economist at Principal Global Investors, joining us here on What's News. Bob, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, J.R. Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York at the Wall Street Journal.